Hi, I'm Greta Oliver. Welcome to the Educate You podcast, your roadmap to learning tips, techniques, and strategies to enable your student to successfully navigate the road to and through higher education. Hello, today's guest on the Utilizing Career Services segment of Educate You is Leslie Melton. Leslie Melton is the Senior Director of Advising and Career Services at Columbus State Community College in Columbus, Ohio. In her role, she provides leadership, vision, direction, and advocacy for students by focusing on the student experience and each student's success in achieving their academic, career, and financial goals. In addition, she provides oversight of the Federal Work Study Program, which we've talked about on other episodes of Educate You. She wears many hats, and she has a great deal of information to share with us. And today she'll share with us about the many services that the Career Services Department provides for students and how these services can be best utilized by students wherever they choose to attend. Thank you so much for joining me today on Educate You, Leslie. I'm so glad to see you after all these years.
Yes, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Okay, great. Well, let's just get started. First of all, I know a lot of people may not even know what career services is. I know when I went to college, which was many years ago, I'm hoping at least that they did have a career services department on my campus, but I did not utilize it and I did not even know that it existed. But in the past, just to give our viewers some context, I worked with you at Ohio University, and we would often get students into the career services department to try to give them an overview of what's available so that they would know what was at their disposal, that they only had to reach out and contact the office to receive these services. And so I want you to tell everybody what career services is and also some of the services that you provide for students.
Well, in short, you know, career services is one of the, unfortunately, one of the college's best kept secrets, highly underutilized program or department available to students, but oftentimes not mandatory for students to visit. And so, the story you share about, I don't know if I had a career services or I didn't use it. You know, I've heard that throughout my career quite a bit. And so it has been my goal and my work to make sure that career services and the practice of providing career development, exploration, and planning to students is ingrained into and integrated into the entire student experience. Now, most colleges have an actual department, right, that is called the Career Services Department. Some schools may call it Career and Professional Development or Center for Career Success or Center for Career and Leadership Development or, you know, the professional. There's a lot of new titles. Right. And so depending on the college you're going to, you want to figure out, well, what is that place? What is that location? Some schools, if they're large enough, like a school down the street from me here, they may have five or six offices that provide career services to students. So that is ingrained into the academic departments. So they would have a general career services department for new students or first year students or whatever. And then as you get into your academic majors and programs, those departments would also, or those areas would also have a career services department. So really it's the career services in general is a place that typically provides career development, exploration, and planning and professional development services, resources, programming to students. And what does that mean? What does that look like? So most of these offices, and particularly I'll speak from my experiences with the four places I've worked, we offer services from student to students at the time of matriculation, right? So right when they get to the college, throughout their entire academic experience, on through completion and beyond, right? And so that and beyond piece, meaning like even after you have already graduated, there may be some level of service that is still available to you mm-hmm. as a recent alum. And then many colleges may have an alumni career mm-hmm. services area mm-hmm. as well, or in general, just allow alumni to come back to the college and utilize the services that may be for a fee or not for a fee.
Okay.
Most undergraduate programs, traditional undergraduate programs, whether it's a two-year, four-year institution, will provide some form of career services to students free of charge. Now, there may be a fee that's built into, mm-hmm. At some colleges might build a fee into
general fees.
Mm-hmm. But generally, this is a place where you can go and you don't have to say, I'd like to see someone and mm-hmm. have to pay for it.
Ooh, absolutely.
And so in those early stages, how we're typically working with students is on career exploration, right? So many students, you know, come to college and they have no idea what they want to do. And the research also shows us that even those who come to college and they think they know what they want to do, they change, right? Mm-hmm, about mm-hmm. a rate of like 65 to 70% of first year students change academic majors in that first year, mm-hmm. right? And so there is a place those students can go to talk to someone, mm-hmm. someone who will work with them, typically through one-on-one advising or coaching or counseling, depending on whatever model the institution uses, to help them determine what their next step should be. So it can help them with career exploration, exploring majors. Mm-hmm. And for me, I'll talk specifically about that, what that looks like. We're helping students understand what I call the VIPs. So their values, interests, skill, and personalities, right? Mm-hmm. Personality. And then how does that play a role in what they'd like to do long-term for a career? And when I say long-term, I use that phrase very loosely because there is no long-term, right?
Right.
And we're not encouraging students really to think about long-term 10, 15, 20 years mm-hmm. from now, but mm-hmm. to get you through college and then mm-hmm. maybe your first opportunity when you graduate. And then we're looking at career and industry pathing and mapping, right? So what types of careers would you like to go into? Not necessarily narrowing down, this is one specific thing that I'd like to do. Because even a student who wants to be a doctor will mm-hmm. soon learn that they have to take many classes.
Right.
And then they have to figure out, well, what type of medicine, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then once I figure out what type of medicine, how much schooling does that take? How much, you know, professional development long-term will be involved, how much credentialing mm-hmm. involved in that. And so we're helping students determine and get a better picture for what that looks like. And for many of the students I serve, it's not only exploring careers, but really helping students understand the labor market mm-hmm. and researching market value, researching mm-hmm. Industries, understanding in-demand career opportunities. So we're helping students understand like what is in demand right now.
Right.
And then what does long-term look like for certain careers? And a lot of this information we may get from the Bureau of Labor Statistics and other data sources that are available. We are helping to point students in the direction so that not only we introduce the information to them, but they know where to go in the future to look up that information for themselves. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we may offer assessment inventories like we use one called Career Coach or Focus 2 is very popular. There's a lot of schools that use Strengths Finder mm-hmm. to explore careers. There's schools who use, MBTI, right? I mm-hmm. use MBTI mm-hmm. to help students yeah. understand careers. Some of us just do interest inventory. So mm-hmm. we talk to students about, you know, have you thought about your interests? Because success in career looks like a lot of things. What does success mean to you? You know, so we talk to students about their values and mm-hmm. how important are their values in their career selection. And it's really funny because when I ask students, well, what do you value in work and in your life? A lot of times, especially for our younger students, they haven't thought about that. You know,
right.
many of our students just want to make a lot of money.
Right.
And then I'll ask, well, what does make a lot of money mean? How much money is a lot of money?
Right.
You know, and once we determine how much money is a lot of money, is that thing you're majoring in, is that career you have in mind is that going to align with your right. value around, I need to make a lot of money? Mm-hmm. Well, who doesn't want to make a lot of money, right? But right. also there are other things that are important. So let we try to explore what's important to you. Is it time, being able to have time outside of work? Some people, you know, it may be as simple as I want to work in an office environment, or mm-hmm. I don't want to work in an office environment, or, you know, I'd like to somehow use my hands or work mm-hmm. outdoors. And so mm-hmm. we have tools that will help students kind of go through some of those things and then suggest potential career paths that they could research and look into more. That's where they're mm-hmm. looking at that labor market data. It is not, what do you call it? A genie. It is not we're not reading crystal balls, yes. right? We're not reading crystal yeah. balls. Mm-hmm. It really is like a lot of students will take an assessment inventory. And this is important for parents to know as well, and families. You take an inventory. The inventory doesn't tell you what you should do. Mm-hmm. The inventory tells you how you responded.
Right.
And so if you have a good career services department on your campus, and that's what I will certainly look for when it's time for my children to go to school, they're going to help you walk through that a little mm-hmm. bit and understand yourself a little bit more and talk through, you know, why was one of my results on this career assessment inventory specifically that I should be a financial planner? I hate math. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, well, let's talk about that, because right. then you talk about, well, what were the skills and traits that you listed? And maybe financial planning and analysis is not the key, but maybe you like explaining things to them, mm-hmm. to people. Mm-hmm. Maybe you like data. You can like data and numbers and not like math, right?
Right.
Those
right.
two things can coexist. And so it's helping students understand that, so they know the opportunities that are available. And then they can make a choice to start aligning what I like to call their academic career journeys with the additional skills they'll need to get and the experiences they'll need to have to be competitive mm-hmm. in that market when they graduate. Because mm-hmm. that's really what we're doing, is preparing them so not only they explore what they'd like to do, but that they are competent in doing so and then competitive in their job search. So that's really, what does that look like in terms of services? You know, most people and most students will know, I've heard, I've been on college campuses where you see admissions, mm-hmm. students giving tours, and they'll say the career services office is there, and they'll look at your resume, mm-hmm. you know? And so that's what a lot of career services departments are known for, looking mm-hmm. at a resume, but there's so much more. Mm-hmm. And I will also tell you, I always recommend that students go and have a resume looked at, because mm-hmm. it is such a great experience, not only to have someone look over your resume, but the dialogue.
Right.
If you have a good career services department, the mm-hmm. dialogue that happens between the student and their coach or the counselor as they're talking through their experiences, and then the counselor is hopefully helping them understand and reflect on their career goals and how the current experiences they have align with them mm-hmm. being able to obtain employment.
Right.
And if there isn't that much alignment, then we're able to talk about, well, what do you need to do? You know, mm-hmm. what types of experiences do you need? What type of internships? What type mm-hmm. of volunteer? What type mm-hmm. of study abroad? You know, community service, volunteering on campus, participating in student organizations. What kinds of things can you do while you're here mm-hmm. to help you build those skills and experiences? And we can really help you map those things out. Mm-hmm. And I think it's one of the most eye-opening experiences for students. And it's one of the reasons why we say, well, don't wait until you graduate, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That was the other thing I've seen throughout my career, is that students will say, okay, because, and I'm not blaming it on admissions, because mm-hmm. admissions said that's the place you go for a resume. I need a resume when I graduate. And so I'm right. going to go until senior year. No, mm-hmm. we want students to start early. Mm-hmm. And actually there's a saying in the field, come early, come often, mm-hmm. right? Absolutely. I think actually they may have termed that coin at OU, where we used right. to come early, come often, mm-hmm. because that's really what you need to do. And you should be talking with your career counselor at least once a year, at the very least once a year. You know, personally, I would recommend my students, you know, having children now, I would recommend that they would go at least once a semester, you know, so as you're taking classes and getting involved in different experiences, you are updating that resume throughout your time at the college. That's really what you need to be doing. Mm-hmm. Updating your resume, talking about your goals, reflecting on your career plan, because you should have a plan, and then adjusting as you go. Because what will happen many times is you'll get to junior year or senior year, or if you're at a two-year school, you might get halfway through your program and you might realize this isn't the fit I thought it would be. You know, I'm finally able to do my student teaching, you know, and this isn't exactly what I thought it was going to be. I still want to help students. I still want to work with students or kids. Are there other things I can do? Other career opportunities I can target, and other ways I can use my skills to help students, but not be in a classroom all day doing so. And your career services advisor would then walk you through that as well and help you look at what are some of the other opportunities in which you can engage as a student. You know, even if it, if you're, I will say, even if you wanted to completely switch career paths, you know, there's still time. Absolutely. And I will tell you, you know, having been a career coach and knowing lots of professional career coaches, that these, the services that we provide for students free of charge, minus, you know, maybe a general fee, at these colleges and universities are highly valued in the professional world. You have professional career coaches charging hundreds and thousands of dollars for the services that we provide for free. You know, if I look at the, in my area here in Columbus, Ohio, if I wanted to have someone look at a resume, that could run you anywhere from $250 to $1,000. And they're going to do the resume for you and it will be great. And then the next time you need to update it, you're going to pay $250 to $1,000. Not only is your college career services office going to help you update it. They will continue to help you. They will walk you through, and they will also teach you how to do it yourself, right? So that you understand and know how to do it in the future. So it's really, like I said, an invaluable service and resource that is oftentimes underutilized on college campuses.
Right. That was wonderful, because I think in that one question, you pretty much answered every single thing that I wanted to know, or that I wanted to, you know, be sure that our viewers could be made aware of. And so that's really great. And I think that your department, the department or career services, however they house it, should be one of the first stops, really, that students make when they come to campus, when they're finding their advocates, because we're all about finding people who can help you to manage this journey. And after all, you are in school and you have to somehow come up with a major. You have to somehow take classes that are associated with that major in the hopes of, you know, finding a job or career, basically, that pertains to that, because you really are trying to prepare yourself for later years. And so this guidance that students can get from career services is really, like you said, invaluable, because if they, especially if they start early, because a lot of the guesswork and a lot of the questions that they may have can be answered by their career coach. And then they can make sure that they are on a real legitimate path, so that when they do graduate and they are having their resume looked at, they will have everything that they need going out the door that was provided by career services. And they can also go back and get more help from career services. So that is just so awesome. I mean, you are one of the biggest advocates that a student, you know, really should be made aware of.
That's right.
Get into the career services department, you know, and get yourself known. I think it's all about relationship building anyway. We've talked about advocacy and how important it is, but the bottom line of it all, regardless of whether the advocate is someone from career services, whether it's somebody from financial aid, whatever, it is about building relationships.
Yes.
And you will find that the people that are in career services and other helping
departments
yes.
are really concerned and care about what happens to that student.
Yes.
And so I
that
really
is,
love
that is so true. That is so true. You know, you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. It is about relationships mm-hmm. so much. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it's so important to like identify who is your person, you know, now some schools will identify, well, this is your career counselor, or this is your career advisor, but if they don't identify, you find who is that person, who do you talk with? Because I can tell you, even from back our time working together, having that connection is so important for many groups and many populations. Mm-hmm. But especially students who there are some students who really need to build yes. that relationship with career mm-hmm. services. My team and I has always at every institution where I've worked had connections to employers, mm-hmm. right? So absolutely. We aren't just telling you about things, but we're working with employers. We know employers who have openings right now, maybe for while you're in a student. Mm-hmm. We know employers who want to hire interns.
Right.
We know employers who want to hire you when you graduate. You know, we know employers maybe you need to volunteer just to get something on you. We know people.
Right.
Right? We can help connect you and make connections. So you building that relationship helps you along with your faculty, because your faculty are important in helping you build connections as well. Mm-hmm. But we are in the business of helping students build that social capital, right? So absolutely. That, you know, a lot of times it's, you hate that old saying, like, it isn't always what you know, sometimes it's who you know, right?
Absolutely.
That is the purpose of LinkedIn, right? To be able to reach out and make connections and understand what types of professional opportunities are available. And we're guiding students through that, and we're helping them make connections, and we're introducing them to prominent alumni mm-hmm. and not so prominent mm-hmm. alumni as well, right? Mm-hmm. Just mm-hmm. I might be able to say, I know a student who struggled just like you're struggling right now.
Right.
I know a student who didn't like their classes, and here's what they did. You know, I remember one of the students we had back at OU came early freshman year, and he was the first student, you know, to get a really prestigious internship his freshman year. And this was an internship that they only typically offered to juniors, but he was always like around and mm-hmm. building the relationship. He had a prestigious internship with different big four companies, accounting mm-hmm. firms, throughout his entire time, you know, mm-hmm. at the school, and has moved on, and it has just, you know, continued to progress mm-hmm. in his mm-hmm. career. And so that but it was the relationship building.
Yes, absolutely.
That got him those opportunities.
Absolutely.
Because he hadn't had any of the coursework yet, right?
Exactly. Right. That makes such sense. And so I know I'm going to put your episode up sooner rather than later, because I really want students who are getting on campus to know that this is a place they need to be. They need mm-hmm. to show up here, because that's what it's all about anyway. Why are we going to college in the first place, honestly? Mm-hmm. Okay, the bottom line of college, why are you going?
Yes.
You know, it's not a social club. You're not going just to have fun and kick it for whatever. I don't even know if they're saying kick it anymore, but you're not going to just be fooling around for 4 or 5 years, however long, for no reason. You have a career, hopefully, at some point pretty early, you have a career in mind. You have something that you want to, you know, work toward. And so this is the first step, honestly, that people need to make. One of the first steps.
Yeah, then and just making sure you're aligned.
Yes, right? and making sure that the labor supports what your major is. Mm-hmm. And so that's a thing that I did not take advantage of career services, mm-hmm. you know, obviously. I didn't take advantage of a lot of things. And that's one of the reasons why I'm out here trying to help students realize there are people on campus to help you.
Yes.
And I didn't really necessarily know that, and I didn't feel that. And so when students, especially introverted students, especially first-time students, first-generation college students, sometimes all of college, the whole thought of it can just be totally overwhelming, and they don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that they need to do besides finding fit on the campus that they're on, that's the number one, it's very important, but also finding the advocates. You have to find these people and you know, get to know your advocates, get to know your professors, you know, make them think of you when they think of somebody that needs help or somebody that they can put forward, somebody that whose name they can say, somebody that they can recommend. Make yourself as a student the person that they look to or they're thinking about, wow, I could help so-and-so student. I know something that would be good for this student. It's all about relationships.
Yes.
And it's all about getting help that you need. And this is some help that students really need because we're here trying to get an education leading to a career. And I'm not going to just say job because you can get a job.
Right.
But if you're looking for a career and something that you can be passionate about, be happy about, you know, and we do realize that things change. You might say, just like you said, you know, I want to be this, I want to be that. And then you find out that maybe you're not best suited for that particular job or that particular career, you know, and so you would, your skill set is kind of leading you elsewhere. And so this is what's important. Get into the career services department on whatever campus you choose and utilize their services. We want career services to be one of the most used offices.
Yes.
Instead of something that is thought of maybe as an afterthought right before somebody graduates.
Right, right. And yeah. And I will say, like, one of the things, you know, if I can just talk about what we're trying to do now.
Yes.
At Columbus State is to make sure, you know, like I said, it's integrated into the student experience. And so, you know, the goal is that our advisors would be able to have a conversation and point you in the right direction. So talk to your advisor, right?
Absolutely.
Advisor, because they can get you started oftentimes with the career piece. And if not, they know somebody in career services and they'll say, you know, this is your career advisor. If there's an assigned advisor, or they may say, I know Leslie in career services. Let me call Leslie. And because I know that person, absolutely, I'll meet with you. A lot of times career services will come to classes and do a presentation. And I tell students, whenever somebody comes to your class, or even if someone, you know, famous or professional comes to the college, take advantage of those opportunities, because those are opportunities for you to expand your network, for you to build relationships, and it helps you grow professionally. So yes, you need to take advantage of career services and find career services. And at Columbus State, we're hoping we can, you know, we're interested in building these and put into place these holistic student support.
Right, where, absolutely.
You know, unfortunately, it shouldn't be that you have to find us.
Right.
You know, it's just the reality that with 20,000 or 30,000 students or whatever, that some are going to fall through the cracks, right? And not everybody is going to receive the outreach in the same way. And so you have to advocate for yourself. And I would say families and parents have to advocate for their students as well. And so, you know, it is, like I said, it is at the top of my list, and probably because I've worked in career services a long time. But when I go to a campus, I want to know this is what we were saying a lot back in, you know, 10 years ago. But what is the return on the investment?
Yes. Yeah.
College is a huge investment. What's the return? What can I project? What is this going to look like? And yes, you're going to learn. So many faculty would argue that college students come to college to learn. And
yes,
they do come to school to learn. And probably 95% of them at least also want to get a job and have a career that aligns with their values and their academic preparation and training.
Absolutely.
And that really just prepares them for life beyond college.
Right. And I couldn't agree more. Absolutely phenomenal what you're doing. I know you're a wonderful and great student advocate. People would be insane not to go and to take advantage of everything that is offered to them. Get it all. Everything that is for you students, everything that is for your development, for your professional development, to help you move and manage and to actually matriculate through the higher education institution. Get it all. Don't just get some of it.
Yes.
Get it all.
Yes.
So students, this is your this is the voice of reason. Get yourself aligned with people who can help you, people who support you, people who care about your success.
Yes.
One of those groups that you need to be involved in is career services. Get to career services and get everything that you came for.
That's right.
All right. Thank you so much. Is there anything that you feel like you could add, or you have any tips or anything for students?
You know, just a little walkthrough. So I talked about, like, you know, most career services will provide some form of like resume writing assistance and walking you through. They'll also do some form of interview assistance, right? So they'll help you prepare for interviews, whether it's an interview for a scholarship or interview for a job or an internship. And many of them have what I call practice interview programs or mock interview programs, where you really get to just sit down and understand, like, this is my interview style, and get tips. We help students with networking. We help students, you know, with in-person networking, as well as virtual networking. Like, you know, we will actually look at your LinkedIn profile and make suggestions and talk about your picture and all of those things. We talk about leadership development in many of our offices and help students, you know, understand what types of experiences they need to get involved in. We help students with cover letters. We help students, you know, with obtaining internships. And some of our offices will place, right? We have some placement programs where we may not place students into full-time permanent positions, but we may have internship placement programs and things like that. There's always employers who are reaching out to us. So most of us have some type of job board. Many schools use Handshake, you know, where jobs are posted daily, right? And these are full-time opportunities for after you graduate, as well as some part-time opportunities, internships, and co-ops, introducing you to alumni, introducing you to employers. I mean, there's just so much that we offer. You know, even at Columbus State, for those students who may be undecided, we try to get the assessment inventories out there early, so that if you mark your undecided, you're then prompted to take career coach, right? And so you're doing that early on. But there are just a number, and I'm not even, you know, we have job shadowing programs and we have mentorship programs and there's all types of opportunities and ways to help you build. And in many respects, even though you shouldn't have to be, you do need to be proactive, right? And one thing, you know, if I can say, read your email, you're going to get a lot of them.
Yes. Thank
you're gonna
you. You're
going to get too many
that.
Of them. Yes. Right. And you may have to discern which are the most important. But don't ever stop looking, right? Don't ever stop scrolling. Don't write that off because that midterm or that final, you know, is coming up. And I just don't, because there are so many opportunities that are available. We're going to be bringing people to campus for you to talk to. And, you know, there's just so many opportunities that we don't want you to miss out on. So find us. Pay attention to your email. When we find you, when we come to that class or whatever, stay behind, introduce yourself, make the connection.
Yes.
You know, stay online, say your name, turn your camera on, whatever it is.
Yes.
But make the connection in any way you can, because all of our services are going to help, even if you don't use it right away, right? So we worked on this resume sophomore year, and you might think, oh, I'm not going to use that until senior year, but now you know how to talk about yourself. You know how to talk about your skills. You reflected on your academic path. You also know how to talk about, you know, where you want to go in the future. These are all things you should be taking advantage of. Yeah,
absolutely. And on that note, I am going to just say, this was my pleasure to talk to you. I'm so excited about what you're doing with students. I just can't say it enough. Students, take heed, take advantage of career services. So many opportunities, so many good things, all good things for you that are, you know, built within and created with you in mind to help you be able to stand on your own feet, to get out and do what you need to do in your career. Thank you so much for coming and talking with us today.
Thanks for having me.
You are absolutely welcome.
Thank you for joining us today on Educate You. If you wish, you can send me your questions or comments about the college going process or the podcast content by sending an email to drgreta@gretaoliverconsulting.com. Also, beginning each week after the podcast airs, check for a companion blog on my website's blog page at gretaoliverconsulting.com. My book, College Roadmap, Essential Tips for First-Time College Students and Their Families, is available for sale on Amazon.com. Join us next week for another tip or strategy to make the road to higher education easier for your student.
Join author of Walking by Faith, I Am, I Can, and I Will, Dr. Joe L. Dudley Sr., as he discusses his successful entrepreneurial recipe and secrets to success. Dudley uses his own life story to show you how to walk by faith and make your own dreams come true. Listen to his legacy at www.patreon.com/Joe Dudley Sr. That's www.patreon.com/Joe Dudley Sr. The Dr. Joe L. Dudley Sr. Legacy Project is sponsored by Every.Black, No.net, and No.com. Just Every.Black. .Black is the new.com.
We can help you develop some tools and strategies to communicate with your faculty members.
I think part of my role is, and it's what I needed when I was starting out in college, because I didn't know nothing.
I think early action is very valuable for students who are pretty sure about a school, but maybe there are some questions that they have, particularly around financial aid.
Just like if you were going on a road trip with your family, you'd have some preparation to do.
We're talking about students, sure, but let's not pretend like even as an adult, it's hard. It is hard
Absolutely.
To be vulnerable. Asking for help.
Hey, Dr. Oliver, great to see you.
You too. I'm so excited for you to tell us the ins and the outs all about standardized testing.
There is no one size fits all. There is no take the SAT on this date at this time in this semester.
Thank you for joining us today on Educate You. If you wish, you can send me your questions or comments about the college going process or the podcast content by sending an email to drgreta@gretaoliverconsulting.com.
We as a people have had to overcome slavery and secondly obtain our civil rights, but the third piece is economic equality, and I'm convinced that we can only achieve economic equality through entrepreneurship with the use of technology. My name is Jimmy Davies, and that is why I created the Every.Black website for entrepreneurs. So visit us today at www.every.black, EVERY.BLACK. Learn about entrepreneurship and be on your way to financial freedom. Just go to every.black, EVERY.BLACK, no.com, no.net, just every.black. .black is the new.com.
It's a proven fact that the books we read can have a powerful influence on the way we think. So every Tuesday through Saturday, from 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Masterminds meet on the Motivation Readers Mastermind Network to hear read live and then discuss how to implement the best time-tested books ever written that inform us of who we are and what we are capable of achieving. And fellow listeners, it's your call.